Washoe County School District Superintendent Pedro Martinez is not going without a fight. The school district's Board of Trustees fired him last Tuesday after a meeting that was not open to the public. The trustees have since said they put Martinez on leave, but the superintendent has vowed to fight his firing or involuntary leave. He filed a lawsuit on Friday and is cooperating with the Nevada Attorney General's office on an investigation into allegations that the district violated open meetings laws. Pedro Martinez joins us now. Mr. Martinez, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
On Tuesday, last week, six members of the Board of Trustees decided they no longer wanted you to lead the district. If the elected officials who run the district don't want you in that position, why do you want to fight their decision?
You know, for me, Dave, it's frankly, I would never argue or fight, you know, the ability for an elected school board to hire or change their superintendent. That's frankly their most important function. So it has nothing to do with that. It really comes down to a baseless claim they made on Tuesday, July 22nd. None of this was ever told to me ahead of time. It wasn't put on any kind of agenda. There are specific laws within the state of Nevada about how public officers are supposed to be notified of any claims. And there's specific issues in my contract. And unfortunately, none of that was followed.
Okay, so what does your contract say about that process? How is the process outlined?
So the process is, Dave, that if there's a claim, I'm supposed to be given notice, and I'm given 10 days, given notice with all the detailed evidence they have and information. And then it's at least 10 days notice, and then there's a public hearing where I can have an attorney. And it's designed that way so that if I did something wrong, the public will know. If I'm being treated unfairly, the public will know. If they want to terminate me without cause, they have to give me a 90 days notice, and then there's a severance package that they have to fulfill. So in this contract, the same language existed for the previous superintendent. So this is not language that is new language, and none of that was followed. And sadly, what's even more important, none of it was done in accordance with the open meeting law, which means that they didn't put any agenda, they didn't give me any notice, they didn't let the public have any notice.
Now, board members have since said you weren't fired, just placed on paid leave. Does that make a difference?
It doesn't, actually, because at the same, you know, again, even in my contract, they're not allowed to put me on leave. They're not allowed to assign my duties to other staff without my permission. Because it's designed so that if they do have something, a claim, they have to bring me that information so I could defend myself. And Dave, the only claim they have on July 22nd, they brought up that I had been touting myself as a licensed CPA, and that they had went and checked with the Illinois Licensing Board, and they had no record of me being ever licensed CPA. And Dave, I explained to them that in Illinois, in order to become a certified public accountant, in 1992, I passed my CPA exam. That was one of the requirements. And you had to have at least 1 year public accounting experience. I had four. I never pursued my license because after 4 years, I decided to go into the private sector and then eventually into public education. So I never needed a license because I never stood long enough in an accounting firm to sign public, you know, audit opinions. I never opened up my own business. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a certified public accountant. In fact, you can go into the, I even shared with them my certificate, and you can verify, you know, my credentials on the Illinois Board of Examiners. But it didn't matter. They felt that, you know, I had done something so egregious that they needed to release me immediately. And again, never following the state law or following my contract.
In your lawsuit, you're seeking damages of at least $10,000 for a breach of contract. Is that ultimately what you're seeking with this process, monetary damages?
You know, Dave, I never took this job to make money off a lawsuit. So money has never been, you know, the priority for me. It really is about my credibility. You know, and this is a sad thing, Dave. This is not about, for example, our academics. In the class of 2013, we had a record graduation rate. We started closing achievement gaps with 9-point gains with our African-American students, 7-point gains with our American Indian students, 5-point gains with our Latino students. Our county had the largest academic gain in the state in terms of graduation, with more children than ever attending Tier 1 universities like Harvard and Stanford, UC Davis, UC Berkeley. So our results speak for themselves, and the class of 2014 that just ended is going to be even higher than that. And so, you know, it's not about academic results. And sadly, you know, it's about this misunderstanding about my CPA status, which I am a certified public accountant. But they claim that I've been touting myself as a licensed CPA. And you know what they said, Dave? They went and looked at my personnel file, and when I applied to be a superintendent, there's no record of me even saying that I'm a CPA. There's nothing on my resume, nothing on my application. This is them just having a that there's a perception in the community. And as I checked with the community, and I have a lot of support, Dave, they said, we have never heard you tout yourself as a licensed CPA.
Now, there are board members who are saying there is more to this than just the CPA credentials. How do you respond to what they've been saying?
So they have never brought anything to me. And my evaluation, per my contract, I have an evaluation that's annual, and it's very public, Dave. In fact, you can go to our website. It's on June 10th. It lasted for more than 3 hours. They surveyed 500 teachers, 100% of my principals, over 40 business leaders, and it was a favorable evaluation. It was a very good evaluation. And so that was their opportunity to bring up any concerns, and it covers everything from academics to my relations with the community, parent involvement, the way I handle the finances, how I handle human resources, my board relations, communications, ethics, everything. And again, it was a favorable review. And so that was just a month ago, Dave. So there is nothing else.
So we're not going to hear about something else in the coming weeks?
Absolutely not, Dave. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been brought to my attention. The interesting part of my evaluation, the community was aghast when they said, oh, my God, what kind of evaluation are they going to give you? It's the most comprehensive evaluation of any public official in the state of Nevada, Dave, and probably almost any superintendent in the country. And that was just in June. That was June 10th.
You have clashed with the Board of Trustees in the past, and you've complained about micromanagement. How did your relationship with the board deteriorate to this point?
You know, 6 months into me becoming superintendent, I had a complete change of the board. Almost about half of the board changed. And, you know, and Dave, you know, for me, I thought, you know, I can work with anybody that will advocate for children. And unfortunately, you know, some of those trustees did, you know, have wanted to micromanage. And my contract is very clear about what my duties are. And so I've just been trying to work with them. You know, like I said, 2 years now, I've had favorable evaluations. I set a goal of 80% graduation by 2016. We're ahead of schedule on that. And like I said, we have record numbers of children attending the university system. So, you know, I just thought, you know, we can get through this. We can get through this. There's differences of opinion. We can work through this. And that's always been my goal, Dave. And I thought we were on that path.
Do you wish in looking back at it, that you had been more conciliatory in that first year?
You know, Dave, and again, this is, you know, I finished my, you know, 2 years and now I'm starting my third year. There's always things that I will always, you know, reflect on to improve on. So there's definitely a lot of things. I am far from perfect. And so whether it's, you know, working with the board or any of our academic initiatives, there's always things that you learn from. And I thought we were. We actually had a facilitator that we had been working with for about a year to try to build team. And I thought we were making progress. And like I said, that's why I was so shocked when these events occurred on July 22nd.
The Nevada Attorney General's Office is investigating the Washoe County School Board for allegedly violating the open meetings law. What will happen if they determine that that law was indeed broken?
Everything on July 22nd will be illegal. I'm not a legal expert, unfortunately, Dave, because I never thought I would be in this situation. But I can tell you right now, just based on my testimony that I gave yesterday, the testimony that all of my staff will be given, and the fact that they actually sent out a message to all of our parents. We have 63,000 children. They sent a message to all the parents that I had been relieved of duty on that day and did a press conference. Yeah. And again, and they deliberated for hours trying to negotiate a deal with me. And I said, you know, I did nothing wrong. There's no deal for me to negotiate. And so they did that all behind. Unfortunately, they have become their own worst enemies because all the evidence is very clear. And again, all of this could have been, you know, handled in a very different way.
So if the AG nullifies everything that happened last Tuesday, will you return to work like nothing ever happened?
You know, unfortunately, I think it's too late for that, Dave. The fact that this has happened, I'm very concerned about, you know, the perception that people will have, you know, of me, even though I will tell you overwhelmingly people here in Northern Nevada want me to stay. People in Nevada want me to stay in Nevada. They love the work, you know, that we're doing, even though we're not, I would be the first to say we're not fully there, but the progress we're making has been amazing. We have done some significant changes in our lowest performing schools. We set up strong accountability systems. We're ahead of the state in putting in a new teacher evaluation system. They love the work that we're doing. But, you know, what I have to weigh is, will this school board, will they treat me with respect? And will they treat me as a professional? So I don't, you know, I can't rule out anything, Dave, because I love this community. I love this school district. I'm worried about the fact that we're 2 weeks away from school. We have a lot of programs that are getting started. For example, they've all of our incoming 12th graders, we have, with their permission, shared their transcripts to the university system so that they'll know ahead of time whether they've been accepted or not at the university. And then we have a whole plan to expose them to the Ivy Leagues like Harvard and Stanford and many of the other, you know, great universities around the country. And I'm worried about initiatives like these that are just, frankly, that are going to go away because there's not going to be any stable leadership. So I can't rule out anything, Dave, but I am very concerned about just what has happened with the school board.
Okay, so I'm hearing you say that you have not closed the door, the possibility of
I
coming
not,
back.
I have not, Dave. No, okay. I can't, Dave. I care too much about this community. I care too much about our schools.
It won't be easy to work with a board that tried to fire you, though, will it?
Well, that's what I have to balance, Dave, because, like I said, you know, I have a family. I have two young children that were born here in Washoe County, and I have to balance all of that.
Pedro Martinez is the superintendent of the Washoe County School Board. Last week, the Board of Trustees there tried to fire him. He has filed a lawsuit and a complaint with the Nevada Attorney General's office. Mr. Martinez, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.